The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jack Power joins me, who's Europe correspondent with the Irish Times. Jack, what have we learned about how the EU are going to respond to Trump's tariffs?
Yeah, so we're down in Luxembourg today where EU trade ministers were meeting. And that included Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Harris, basically to try and, I suppose, trash out the robustness of the EU's response to the wide-ranging tariffs Trump has announced on trade. So negotiations have kind of been ongoing on that front for the last few weeks, effectively, since Trump started levying tariffs first on steel and aluminium, then on imports of foreign-made cars. And then obviously we saw it last week with the wide-ranging Liberation Day tariffs on, you know, practically nearly every good that's sold from the EU into the US. There's differing views in the EU at the moment. Ireland, for example, is urging caution given how exposed it is to an EU-US trade war. And there's others, probably in the camp would be France and Germany, who are advocating for a firmer response. And some have been calling for the EU not to just retaliate with tariffs on goods like, you know, Harley-Davidson motorbikes and blue jeans and other things like that, but to also consider putting tech services and the US multinationals in the crosshairs of the EU's response. That's obviously been quite controversial in government buildings, given the huge concentration of tech and social media giants that have set up in Dublin. But one thing we learned today that we didn't know before was basically that the EU had put a deal on the table as early as February with the US administration that would basically try and get both sides to suspend existing tariffs that would be on industrial goods. For example, the EU at the moment, and this predates all the Trump madness, the EU at the moment charges tariffs of 10% on imports of cars sold from the US into the EU. And that was one thing they basically said in negotiations and preliminary talks that have been taking place in recent weeks, that, you know, why don't we do a deal to suspend, as I said, some of the existing tariffs on things like cars, industrial goods, rubber, plastics and machinery and that kind of trade. That offer seems to have been met with, you know, pretty much stony silence from the US side. You know, Trump has pushed ahead with his sweeping tariffs on nearly all products and is expected to push ahead with further measures on pharmaceutical exports, which would obviously have a huge impact on Ireland, given it's also a massive base of US pharma companies.
And Jack, I mean, this may be difficult to discern given the different camps that exist, but what's the overall mood music? I know we heard in the news headlines there from Maroš Šefčovič, who's talking about the willingness to negotiate and that a negotiated settlement is where we'll ultimately end up, one way or the other. That's certainly his belief. At the same time, we see kind of this rift deepening in terms of trade and tariffs between China and the US today. So what's the overall mood music in Europe?
Yeah, I think the European Commission, which, you know, kind of sets the blocks trade policy, ultimately believes that it will have to hit the US with counter tariffs. And then hopefully at that point, also with the global markets, you know, somewhat tanking, as we've seen at that point, then Trump might be in more of a mood to strike a deal. But it still remains to be seen how firm and united the EU will be in responding. For example, they've already been talking about an initial counter package of tariffs on US products like Harley-Davidson motorbikes and soybeans. And that would be worth or targeting an estimated $26 billion of US products. That even looks like it's being pared back now, for example. They had been planning to target and hit tariffs on US bourbon, and following lobbying from Ireland, France and others, it seems that bourbon is now off the list of retaliatory tariffs that the EU is about to or planning to levy on the US in the coming days. So even that kind of tells you something, that on a much smaller package that they've been trying to negotiate, kind of where to hit the US, where it hurts, they've even kind of walked that back slightly over the last few days. So, I mean, that does indicate that, you know, maybe there isn't a huge amount of support, you know, to significantly hit the US, because the fear is obviously that whatever the EU does in response and retaliation, Trump's retaliation to that will be even bigger. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of the cycle of the government call it, you know, a kind of a tit for tat tariff war that they want to avoid. And I suppose it does remain to be seen, you know, how firm the EU's unity and kind of togetherness will kind of, how long it'll hold up, basically.
Yeah. Jack, listen, thanks a million for the update. Jack Power is the Europe correspondent with the Irish Times. Now, lots of you, I'm sure, like me today as well, listening to reports about the stock markets, the Dow Jones and the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 and the FTSE and what have you, all down. And I'd wager as well, like me, lots of you know it's bad, but you don't really know why it's bad. I'm going to hold my hands up and admit defeat on the knowledge front in that sense. But Joe Lynham is going to make sense of it all for me, presenter of Business Breakfast, of course. Joe, good to talk to you. So hey. What is happening on the markets today, first of all?
Well, there's been a massive, massive sell-off. It started overnight in Asia with huge industrials being sold off. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong, which represents a huge body of Chinese and Asian stocks, was down 13%. The Nikkei in Japan was down 7%. And then that carried through to Europe. And we saw a huge sell-off of big industrial giants, German, French and British companies. Banks were hit hard as well, all down substantially this morning. Now, they have pared back their losses since then, since Wall Street has opened. It opened this afternoon. And so they did finish the day down substantially. The DAX was down over 4%, the same for the FTSE in London, but not as bad as the minus 8% that Frankfurt was looking at the start of the day.
Joe, what does all of that mean?
Well, there's two things that people need to know why it matters to them, and that is pensions and investment. Because most of us, unless you work for the civil service and you've got a gold-plated pension scheme, most of us will be paying into pension schemes that are invested on our behalf by giant pension funds. And those pension funds invest in stocks and shares and bonds and securities and currencies and other financial products on our behalf, in order to grow the value of our savings pot. So when you start saving for your pension, and hopefully everyone's out there is saving somehow for their future retirement, but when you start saving, let's say you start saving at 30, the risk appetite is regarded as much higher. And so huge amounts of your savings, whether, you know, matter how much you save, is invested in riskier assets. And that includes stocks and shares. Now, the older you get, the less risky the investment is. So as you get into the final 5 or 10 years before you draw down that pension, then you're going to invest in risk-free assets. And that means basically cash and government bonds. So if you are between 30 and 50, you will find that quite a few people will notice the value of their savings for their retirement will go down as a direct result. The second reason why it's important is investment. What we're seeing today and what we saw on Friday and Thursday after this Trump tariff war was declared is a pause in investment, a major pause in global investment, not just in one country, not just in one company. All major companies are going to sit on their hands until they know that the smoke is cleared and the dust has settled, and whether this tariff war is short term or long term. And until they know that this is a short term thing, they are not going to part with billions or hundreds of billions. They're not going to build a new factory. They're not going to build a new production line. They won't open new outlets anywhere in the world until they know that their money is not going to be wasted. And that is reflected in stocks and shares.
Joe, I knew you'd make sense of it for me, which is why I listen to Business Breakfast every weekday morning at 6:30 with Joe Lynham. Joe, a pleasure as always. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.